Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Even if I don't sound it, I'm appreciative. We are going to start right now.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you.
In a show called Stab.
Woo! Stab. Welcome to Stab, everybody. Look at that guy. Guys, thanks for coming to Stab. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? Yes? Okay. All right. Please welcome to the stage Evan Nayarade. Nayarade. Yes, right there in the first chair. In the middle, Tyler Kinney. And Jesse Jones. Welcome, gentle persons.
Hello.
Thank you.
Evan Nayarade, welcome to the show.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, glad to be here.
I'm glad you could take time. Your busy day. I know you're the CEO of Blue Diamond Almonds.
I am, yes.
And I also own that shirt.
Oh,
it's
really?
Weird.
Yeah, it's a good shirt.
It's a good shirt. Yeah, I was going to say that.
Nice and green.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Evan. Tyler Kinney.
Hey.
He's right next to Evan. He's about to sip his beer. Go for it.
No, you can ask me.
You go ahead. Tyler. I almost called you Taylor. Tyler Swift. How are you?
I'm good. How are you
doing? I'm doing well. Thank you for being here.
Pleasure.
And I want to let you know I appreciate you. For many reasons, the primary of which are your skills as a layman.
A professional layman.
You're a professional layman.
It's laying coast to coast.
Yep.
Wherever men need to be laid.
Wherever anything needs to be laid. Jesse. Jesse Jones, he's on the end. He's here again.
Yeah.
He showed up again. Thank you for being here, Jesse.
Sure.
We're going to start the show, but not after I thank you for inventing smorgasborgs. Smorgasborgs.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's play Stab.
Don't need to get into it.
This first segment is called This Was Today Once. Come on in. It's free. No one paid.
they can't afford it.
Evan, on this date, 1972, the first gay pride march in England took place. Did you know that?
Not until I read the prompt.
Great. Also, on this very date, 1870, the United States Department of Justice formally comes into existence. How did you get on with your day in regard to the aforementioned topics?
All right.
Events.
Okay. So
let's hear it.
All right. So on this, the gayest of days,
yes,
and also the most just of days, I celebrated in the only way that makes sense. I spray painted enormous wings on every government building downtown. At first, they were just the simple two circles and a makeshift shaft that we're all used to seeing in every bathroom. However, after several hours of this activity, I grew bored of that and decided to get more creative with my wingery. Folds of skin, hair, veins, I drew it all to ensure that every government employee would have the ghost of a pulsing member in their minds until lunch and even long after. I had not painted... Oh, damn it. I had a beer before the show.
One
pulsing member in their minds until lunch and even long after. Long after. Yet it was not until I was driving home after I had a hard morning's dicking that I realized I had been unfair. I had not painted any lady bits on the walls of the state government. How uncivilized of me. Women as well as men can be gay, maybe even gayer, whatever that entails. I was faced with a choice. Do I go home? Do I go home? Satisfied with my patriotism? Or do I turn around and do the job right? Well, seeing as society is trying to improve itself through the equal representation of marginalized groups, it would be stodgy and barbaric of me to leave those buildings undefaced by Lady Anatomy. So I pulled a hard 180 on the 5, causing destruction in my wake as my maneuver caused a tanker truck filled with methane to jackknife spill over and ignite, and went right back downtown and spray-painted vaginas and boobies all alongside those chauvinist cocks. Truly, we are moving towards an enlightened and golden age.
Evan Nyarati, thank you very much
for
sharing. Very good. Tyler Kinney, on this day, 1980, O Canada officially becomes the national anthem of Canada. I don't know if you knew this also. The O Canada is basically O Christmas Tree.
Yeah.
It keeps repeating O Canada. It's like, O Canada, O Canada. Oh, Canada, 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 oh, Canada. The land of the great white north. You didn't know that word? I want to sing it again. Oh. This day, 1980, O Canada officially becomes the national anthem of Canada. Also on this date, 1908, SOS is adopted as the international distress signal. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events? In tandem.
What? As you may know, I recently escaped from it was a kidnapping situation. I was trapped. I was locked in what my captor called a sex chamber. So this is a well-timed anniversary, actually, strangely enough. I was in the sex chamber, and I had a lot of time on my hands, so I learned Morse code, you know, just refreshed it because I didn't have a book of Morse code. I guess I would have had to have known.
Right.
So I transcribed the lyrics to O Canada into Morse code, and I'm tapping it out on the radiator. And then something remarkable happened. My captor, he was moved by this rendition. He was Canadian, just my luck. And a merchant marine well-versed in Morse code. So this Canadian sex vampire, he mutters something about waiting until I hear his motorcycle leave. And he drops the keys to this hell cube through one of the many glory holes. And now here I am, just happy to be alive and struggling not to cry.
Very good. Oh, my. Sorry about that. I'm sorry to hear about that. Jesse Jones. Today is moving day in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Also on this very date, 1995, Wolfman Jack, American radio host, crossed over to the big radio station in the sky. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Really bummed somebody out.
Sorry. Yeah. Jesus. How did you do things about these events today?
Well, John, I've actually been feeling a little down in the dumps lately.
Oh.
So I decided to let these two events sort of inspire me in a way to try and cheer myself up a little bit.
Okay.
It's with that in mind that I started my celebration by declaring myself legally deceased and organized my own estate sale. This sort of personal wake allowed me to realize both my, or oh, allowed me to release both my emotional and physical baggage. Evan had a beer before the show.
Jesse and I share a mental link. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All my stuff was set up in the driveway, while next to it I set up a stirring yet tasteful memorial to myself. Obviously, since I would be there running the estate slash yard sale, I couldn't use my own picture. So instead I took a still frame from one of George Clooney's early career guest appearances on Roseanne. Blew it up to poster size, and set it up on an easel with a sash draped across it, which read, "Gone Too Sexy." One by one, I got to revisit some of my prized possessions as morning bargain hunters scooped up amazing deals on the gently used mementos of a life spent awesome. Like my VHS collection of Mystery Science Theater 3000 episodes that I recorded as a lonely hermit youth. My Larry Bird memorabilia, consisting in part of three jerseys, home green, road white, and a 1992 Dream Team number 7. In addition to a life-size cardboard standee, which I won at the California State Fair after no less than $100 worth of balloon. Just give it to me. It's cardboard. I'll buy it.
Oh, jeez.
And the prize piece of the sale, a stack of old hard drives from every computer I've ever owned. All chock full of a hand-sorted collection of the finest in internet pornography, as curated from the earliest days of the commercial internet all the way up to today. I shared with each customer stories of what a great guy I was and what a terrible loss it was. They all had so many kind words for me as well. I heard so many people muttering to themselves and other loved ones, "What kind of lunatic would possibly own so many Garbage Pail Kids?" Or, "Wait, is this just an Optimus Prime torso?" One gentleman told me, after taking in all that he could see, he was surprised he didn't find a scrapbook filled with blurry Polaroids taken from across the street of all of my high school crushes, who knew better than to give me the time of day. It was nice to feel like people really got me, you know?
Jesse Jones. This was today once. This is still Stab.
Wait, was it gone too sexy with two O's? Like he's gone too soon, but he's
yes.
Too... Okay.
Yeah.
Because it could...
I mean, it could go either way, yeah.
Yeah, like he's gone too sexy.
Like gone fishing.
Like sexy was a verb.
I went to sexy.
Yeah. All right, that was...
I'll be right back.
I'd rather be sexy.
Sorry, I also have a podcast where I criticize people's grammar. Tune in.
It was grammatically correct in two different ways.
It was, actually. Yeah.
T-W-O.
Ooh, I nailed all three twos.
Difference. We're going to continue the show without sound effects. This next segment is called Reorganization. Crowd favorite. Please take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym is STAB. STAB. What does it now mean? Evan?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You first. Sorry.
Wait. Okay. Here we go. Okay. So I took STAB to now mean seize those angry bonobos. Does everyone know what a bonobo is?
It's a monkey that has sex.
Okay. Claps for bonobos. Yeah.
Sex monkey.
Yeah, it's a sex monkey. It's a monkey that has it's actually an ape that has a lot of sex.
Sorry.
Oh. It's
you can take me to task for it on your podcast.
On my grammar podcast, yeah.
Sorry.
It's just me being an asshole. Okay. So it's critical that you know what a bonobo is. All right. Seize those angry bonobos. The bonobo chimp is a primate known for its promiscuous, almost orgiastic tendencies, and not especially for its aggression. However, when the Sacramento Zoo recently sequestered a pair of these apes after a particularly vigorous session involving positions worthy of the Kama Sutra or a party at Charlie Sheen's house, left onlookers quite traumatized. The pair began to exhibit uncharacteristic behavior. Sasha, the female, began to froth and foam at the mouth, and Chauncey, the male, sought to break every object he could get his hands on. Apparently, their libidinous urges, when not expressed, manifest themselves in awful, awful rage. When officials were sent in to tranquilize the animals, the darts seemed to have no effect. Rather than pacifying them, they seemed to anger Chauncey and Sasha beyond all reason. Chauncey subdued zookeeper Rick Billings by bludgeoning him with a tape dispenser, whereupon he stole the keys and freed his mate Sasha. The two were last seen leaping over rooftops, making obscene hand gestures. Quoted one zookeeper, "It was like something out of those James Franco movies. I tell ya, quite a sight." Residents of Sacramento were urged to remain indoors and to keep the volume down when watching porn, as the sounds might attract the dastardly pair to their doorstep.
Very good, Evan. Nairate.
Thank you.
Nairate.
Nairate.
Tyler, Kenny, what does stab mean to you?
Stop talking about bonobos.
That was enough.
That was mean.
No, I know. I didn't. I missed this, and then that occurred to me, so I said it.
Oh.
I don't have anything.
You don't have one? Yeah, oh, okay. Oh. Thank you.
So I'm mean and forgetful.
No, it was enough. That was the right amount to talk about bonobos.
All right. Well, thank you for trying. Thanks for showing up. You're not getting paid. You knew this already, though. No one gets paid. Because no one paid. Jesse Jones, what does stab mean to yourself?
Well, it's a funny story, really. Obviously, since I've been here from the beginning, I know what this acronym actually stands for. It's a little-known fact that the show started out life with the longer but more descriptively accurate title, Storytelling About Boners.
That's true.
That's actually technically what STAB still stands for today.
Yeah.
Which likely isn't too surprising to listeners, considering the content of most of the shows. I actually remember some of the prompts from our first show. In the now long retired tweet segment, we were asked, using the hashtag brownout, to compose a tweet from John's hard-on. Mine was from at Harrow win some and lose some.
Oh. Yeah. My mom was dead of a heroin overdose. So.
Yeah. That's why I thought it was particularly distasteful.
That's quiet, man. Yeah. I miss her.
Well, you should have tried harder.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody had to send her to the horse, John.
All I wanted was my senior ring. That's all. Could she do that? No. Couldn't even get it to me. No.
How much heroin would a class ring cost?
I don't know. I don't know.
This went bad. So from at that mean thing that I said. Uh-oh. Must have taken a wrong turn at Albuquerque. Hashtag old dirt road. Hashtag brownout. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. And in our very first reorganization, the acronym actually was BONER, BONER, which I decided stood for Boys Own Nifty Erect Rods, which now that I think about it, might have been a little on the nose.
Very good. That was reorganization.
Wow.
Thank you, Dan. This next segment is a brand new segment. Never been done before. Sure to be a fan favorite, called Vows to an Asshole. Vows to an Asshole. Today we're gathered here to join together you guys and an asshole. Let's hear your vows to that asshole. Evan, you're marrying the escaped prisoner from New York, David Sweat. Tyler Kinney, you're marrying the Confederate flag. Jesse Jones, you're marrying Dylan Roof. We're going to go ahead and start with Evan Nairati. Please read your vows. Look into her eyes. And read your vows to the escaped prisoner from New York, David Sweat.
All righty.
The one that lived.
Yes, the one.
Okay, he's the one that lived.
Yeah. All righty. Oh, that's the wrong one. Here we go. Oh, David Sweat. Our love is like a bird. Strong and descended from dinosaurs. But our love is mainly like a bird in that it can't be kept in a cage, as you were for so long on murder charges. So what if you shot that guy and ran him over with your car? Who hasn't had a rough day? I don't care about that, sweetie. Or should I say sweaty?
David Sweat. Right.
I bet you were really living up to your last name these past 23 days. As the police hunted you like an animal, fully prepared to shoot you in the head, as they did your friend. Oh, did you not hear about that? I guess you wouldn't, because you were busy running through the woods. Like I said, an animal. Yeah, they shot Matt in the head. I think it was 3 times. I don't know. I couldn't be sure. I was busy not being on the lam. But never mind about that, honey. That's in the past. Once you get out of treatment for those two bullet wounds in your torso, things are going to be different. I'll be faithful and true and cherish every moment we have together because we won't have many. Are you going to get conjugal visits in that Supermax prison they are definitely, definitely sending you to? I heard they're going to be lenient with you because you're cooperating like a snitch. But as for whether or not they'll let you get your freak on, that remains to be seen. But that doesn't matter, David Sweat, my darling. All that matters is that our love is strong and that you are now safely behind bars once again. Because don't get me wrong, I love you, David Sweat, but you also scare the shit out of me. Thank you.
Evan Iroddy taking the first stab at Vows to an Asshole. Tyler Kinney, you are marrying that precious, precious Confederate flag. Please read your vows to the Confederate flag now.
I, Tyler Kinney, take you, Navy Jack, to be my lifelong partner, my constant friend, and my faithful sex fluid cleanup tool from this day forward. In the presence of God, our family and friends, I offer you my solemn vow to be your faithful partner in sickness and in health, in good times and in bad, in feces and in lube. I promise to love you unconditionally, to honor and respect you, to laugh with you and cry with you, and cherish you for as long as I need a fuck towel. So, like, well into my 70s.
That was nice. Very good. Oh, God. I hate weddings. Jesse Jones, yeah. You are marrying old Dylan Roof.
Yeah.
Again, disclaimer for the show. When we write it, if there's ever anything that we feel like we should back away from, that's we feel like we should put it in because it makes us feel that way. That's
I wasn't complaining. I was
the
just,
philosophy of okay.
Okay. so this is to Dylan Roof, care of Sheriff Al Cannon Detention Center, North Charleston, South Carolina. Envelope contents inspected by officer on duty, Kevin Jessup. Contents receipt. One ring, gold band, size 12. 1 3x5 index card inscribed with the message, I do. 7 dry rose petals. 1 Polaroid of a naked man. Not obviously aroused. Presumed to be that of sender Jesse Jones. Message inscribed on bottom of Polaroid, Mrs. Dylan Roof. 1 individual use package of KY lubricant confiscated by Officer Jessup. 1 handwritten manifesto totaling 153 pages written by sender Jesse Jones, mostly consisting of pencil sketches of the included Polaroid. Gradually improving in artistic quality from pages 1 to 153. Package destroyed at request of Mr. Roof. 3:45 p.m. ice cream party resumed.
Very good. That was the vows to an asshole. Wow. I'm doing the sound effects. This next segment's called Department of Tourism. Fan favorite. You guys, you've been hired as the new tourism director of the following places. Make us want to come to your city. Evan, the city you've been given is Anti-Vaxopolis. Anti-Vaxopolis.
Yes, it was.
Kenny, you were given East Suicide City. And Jesse Jones, you were given the PC Universe. Mm-hmm. PC Universe. We're going to start with Evan Iroddy and Anti-Vaxopolis.
All righty. Wait, let me... There we go. I don't know how to do it. Okay. All right. Greetings, and welcome to Anti-Vaxopolis, home of the world's healthiest population, in that the healthiest ones have survived the deadly plagues that continue to ravage our city for unknown reasons. Yes, we've had just about everything come through here. Smallpox, cholera, even the plague have all left their marks on our quaint little hamlet. Let's have a look around, shall we? And please be mindful of the corpse trolleys. They come by at 11, 2, and 5 on the dot. We're punctual, if nothing else here. If you look to your left, you'll see the Hall of Falsehoods, also known as the Museum of Medicine. We tried to tear it down, but everyone was too weak from the rickets. We'll get around to it eventually, though. Mark my words. Yes, sir. Once the city planner has over her meningitis, we'll get cracking on that by gum. As we walk down Jenny McCarthy Boulevard, you'll notice we have quite the selection of shops. Haberdashers, shoe shops, bakeries, and, of course, toy stores for the little ones. I myself recently bought my daughter a dartboard with a doctor's face as the bullseye. The darts look like little hypodermic needles. I thought that was cute. Of course, none of these shops are open today as everyone is out sick. And finally, as we approach City Hall, may I remind you that all tourists receive a complimentary suite in the stately Adam Baldwin Hotel. Not very many people come here, I'm afraid, so we like to take care of those who do. We provide free room and board, complimentary room service, as well as towels by the pool. Be careful, though, because it is unchlorinated. So if you should feel a burning sensation all over your whole body, please know it is not from chlorine. Well, that about does it for the tour. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. And if you would like to hear our mayor, Jim Carrey, give a speech in the main hall, he will be doing so just before the final trolley picks up the pile of dead bodies on the corner. Enjoy your stay.
Evan Nairati, Anti-Vaxopolis. Tyler Kinney, East Suicide City.
Let's face it. You are already here. Once you make this decision and you know it in your heart, you are already here. And when you think about it, you've always been here. Suicide City. There. Doesn't that feel better? You're in control now. You made the decision. For the first time you can remember, you feel a rush of calm wash over you. Dwell a little bit on that feeling. You don't have to talk to your family. You just need to buy a train ticket to Suicide City. Why haven't you bought your ticket yet? Probably because you're unlovable. And overweight. So get that ticket. Come on down. It's just a short train ride away. Don't jump on the tracks, as tempting as that is. Is there a God? You're finally going to find out, but it doesn't matter. Nothing matters, you unlovable, shitty animal. Suicide City. People can't miss you until you're gone.
East Suicide City. Very good. Jesse Jones, you've been given the PC universe. The PC universe. On you go.
Yeah. Come on down to the PC universe. Your trusted source for new, used, and refurbished PC components and accessories since 1992. Windows XP. Microsoft Office. Adobe Acrobat. And so many more programs for your every home, office, and recreational needs. All in one color printer, copier, fax machine. Boy, do we have those. Optical mice, trackballs, ergonomic keyboards. Available in white or gray. Starting at just $4.99. Norton Antivirus. To protect your important files and programs we install while you wait. So come on down to the PC Universe on Gibson Parkway, just east of the Value Market Wholesalers. And right next door to Cheezum's Pizzums, home of the you call it $1.99 slice. PC Universe, where our motto is and always has been, no Jews or darkies.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. There we go. That was Department of Tourism. That ended like a location, location, location. But yeah. All right.
Oh fuck.
That was Department of Tourism. This next segment. It's called Write an Angry Poem About It. Write an Angry Poem About It. Evan, you were given the subject to write an angry poem in regards to stripper poles, Taylor yes. Kinney, a dozen ballet dancers, and Jesse Jones, the 12 Days of Christmas. Angry poem. We're going to start with Evan Nairadi.
All righty.
With stripper poles. An angry poem about stripper poles.
Stripper poles. I don't know. All right. Wash your hands before you grasp that dirty pole. How other many twirly gigs and sweaty butts have slid on that thing. Imagine. So much cooch juice and pit stains. Should be called a petri dish. So you gotta dance for money. Doesn't mean you should be unclean. And yeah, Big Papa been asking about your dividends. How much cash you brung. How many hearts you stole? But don't give that would-be pimp more than he deserves, or he'll rob you blind again. Follow this advice, and you won't be a simple bish. But more than anything, girl, after you do a sexy twirl, just wash your goddamn hands.
Very good, Evan. Nairate. Very good. Tyler Kinney, please have written an angry poem. About a dozen ballet dancers.
A dozen ballet dancers.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. I got the last one.
Yeah.
Yep. a dozen ballet dancers.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, we're good. No, you
stop.
It's your show.
Yep.
A dozen ballet dancers standing by the standing by the loading dock. Just a dance belt covering your cock. But underneath but underneath I begin to suspect disease is what's on deck. Every dancer in the company itching the spot from where they pee. Every glance falling upon you. Did you bone everyone? Could that be true? Not a crotch unspoiled. No pair of tights unsoiled. Judging by the smell on stage, we are all justified in our rage. Every arabesque now made grotesque. A choreography of epidemiology. Get back on the bus. We'll talk about it later. Crack a window and sit on a towel. The nearest clinic is in Decatur.
Oh, they're getting it. Very good. Arabesque. Yep. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, this was, again, sort of a free verse. mostly because I'm lazy.
All right.
This is entitled Exponential Rage. Who the fuck needs 226 birds? Twelve partridges, one for every day. 22 turtle doves. 30 French hens, 36 calling birds, 42 swans, and the 42 geese laying 42 eggs, making 84 fucking geese in all! 40 maids milking. Milking what? Goats. 40 maids with 40 goats. They didn't mention the goats for the milking. The music of 22 pipers and 12 drummers, not half as thunderous as the sound of 36 ladies and 30 lords dancing and leaping around the goddamn room. The only thing of use, the 12 pear trees, the 40 golden rings, not worth near enough, not growing near enough to feed my fucking Christmas farm. Next year, gift cards. Gift cards and stovetop stuffing. Next year's Christmas dinner is going to be 226 kinds of delicious.
Very good. That was stab. Very fast. That was a fast stab. I don't know if that's true. Guys, thank you very much. One more time for Evan Nairati, Tyler Kinney, and Jesse Jones. Thank you, guys. We're going to do one more show. Thank you, guys, for coming to the show. If you want to see more stabs, or hear more stabs, rather, go to iTunes, or go to stab4gold.com, stab4gold.com.